Today we are going to explore how we get to that path of happiness. How do we look from a standing perspective of bondage or liberty? Bondage or freedom? And this is what we were talking about when Vernetta proposed that we should study Lessons in Truth, which is one of our sentinel books that talk about that unity philosophy, what it is to be a truth student of unity. And as a ministerial student, I am truly appreciating, as Charlene and I discussed, she hit the nail on the head. We were talking about just that. She goes, how's it going? How's your school going? It really makes you examine yourself. Really makes you think about your beliefs and your perspective. And it can be a challenge at times to go to certain places that maybe we don't want to go to. And this is where it was so profound in our class, where we actually had this wonderful discussion about where we might be holding on to false beliefs about any circumstances in our life. Now, I apologize, we didn't, that whole song didn't get played, but I want to just acknowledge God sees us. God knows the truth of you. Emily the tail end only got on, but that was, again, I thought, what a tribute to Dolly Parton. I think who looked from the perspective of all, the Christ in all. And in that last song, right before we started, you know, don't bring me down. You don't have to be brought down, do we?
No.
It's so beautiful. I mean, as I am investigating, how do I believe this? How does this relate to me? What am I having to go through? Emily Cady says, the unseen thought is the substance that we manifest. In other words, there's something that could be in that consciousness, our subconsciousness, that begins to become manifested, and we may not even know it's there. Have any of you ever experienced a time when you thought, where did this come from? What's going on? And so today, what I want to do, and I'm one of my loves, we know that unity is a metaphysical approach to Christianity. We study that metaphysical understanding of what it is that is the depth of our beliefs. We want to look beyond. What is the nature of us, the nature of God, the nature of being? And we don't take things at face value, but we look at the deeper meaning. Today we said one power, one presence. Genesis 1:3 said, let there be light. And so when you think of this, light was in the thought, the word was said, and we had light. So metaphysically, what we're saying is that's that consciousness. If I think of light, then I can manifest light. We know that this is what is behind the laws of our cosmic order. This is what is the one power, one presence, the one source of all that we see manifested. If you're interested, I did this, started on this talk 3 weeks ago. You all know, I do Feel More Wings. It's my be all. And we talked about the word last Tuesday, Logos. God said the word and it was created. And if you want to know more about that, I just did a post. It just got into Truth Unity on Friday. I encourage you to read it. This is what we talk about. This is what we investigate. So from a metaphysical standpoint, God is our first cause. God brings that into awareness. And what's happening, this is kind of like on the back end. We say, and I'm also in the medical field, and we say, you know, downstream things happen. And so downstream, we've got this consciousness. Life is consciousness. And then it becomes upstream, we see the effects. We cause that second cause. We cause and effect. That's what we're talking about. God caused the cosmics. God created us. We are that first cause. We are the manifestation. But the beautiful thing is that that's when we see physics all around us. Wayne's an engineer. Do we know really how all those things work? We have faith, don't we? Somewhere it comes from some origin. And I'm taking time with this because this is important. This is the depth of what we believe in unity. This is why we say there's only that one power, one presence, one unchangeable truth. The effects is the physics is your observable phenomena, how these lights are coming on, how this is being recorded, how we all were able to drive cars here today. So we're experiencing things upstream from God's creation. Now, this is the other thing I just want to share with you. I'm not here to say right or wrong to anything. I'm just here to share with you my understanding. And believe me, I'm just like a little crazy. I'm just enjoying so much all of the unraveling that's coming my way. If anybody's interested, the story of everything, it's intelligence behind our universe. I think you would find it, I found it fascinating. All of these scientists who are trying to say, well, it's just that Big Bang theory, but it's just amazing. And when you think about how we are all here from that one union of cells and that division and that order. So what God has done, what Creator has done for us is that we have too far, go back, we have the power now in our realm to be the cause and effect. We are now a second cause. Do you know that we have this consciousness in us? And God also created within us a fabric of being able to, and we'll talk about this more, to have dominion over our thoughts. He said, I will give you light, I will create man, and we're going to explore that he gave us dominion over our thoughts. This is where we can become that second cause. And the effect is that how do you want to show up in the visible world? How do you want to manifest your life, your world? Karen always says this. I just was gifted with the finding my purpose when I was 20 years old. And that's what's brought me to where I am. And I didn't know if I could find it, but I found this bracelet. Because as I was preparing for this, I just found it this morning, tucked away in my drawer. I do a lot of, you all know, I work almost every weekend at the hospital, which is my love. So I blend my spiritual work with that. A lady gave me a bracelet probably 10 or more years ago and said, this is for you because you filled my heart with joy. And it's a little collector thing. And what I'm saying is that I didn't know that. I didn't mean to do that. But But sometimes we have opportunities to do things that we don't even realize. So think about the thoughts, the feelings, as being something in you. And we all have them, we're human. I'm not saying they're good, they're bad. This is our third principle. But I don't want anyone to leave here thinking that your thoughts are causing things to happen. That is not the theme of this discussion. The theme of this discussion is to get to know your thoughts. And what do those thoughts mean to you? How do they impact you? Are they thoughts that you're comfortable with? Are they thoughts that make you happy? Are they thoughts that keep you in bondage? Remember how we were exploring that night, Adrian and Vicki? We went around the table and we said, what's holding me back from being joyful, our light, our happiness? Do you have personal limitations that you just are like, I am so tired of this? It's very individualized. It's very personal. We can only do the work ourselves, our fifth principle. Are you stuck? Is there something that is keeping your feet in the mud? And so I've done some work on Renee Brown. One of my classes required us to listen to her TED Talks and to listen to her messages on vulnerability and shame and how we are difficult on ourselves. It's been a challenging week. I did this talk, I thought I was all ready. Then what happened, you know, an hour and a half I was spending the other night because my slides wouldn't get sent, I had to redo them. I came down with a cold. I'm like, it's okay. Everything is okay. But where do we go sometimes when we feel like it's just too much? Last thing I thought I wanted to do is be up here today, but now I'm so grateful to be up here. Where do we go when we're hurting, when we're sad? Where do we go if we feel we've been mistreated, angry, and unjust? This is normal. This is very normal. But just knowing about this. And the good news is, we have dominion. This is what's so wonderful about life. This is what's so wonderful about us having the power, the authority, the dominion to not be stuck if we don't want to be stuck. Not hold on to limiting thoughts. Not stay in that place of feeling angry or unjustly treated. I had quite the experience when I went up to Unity Village and I call it being dropped into ministerial land. I'm like, what the heck is this? They really get at you. They really make you think and question. Wouldn't you agree, Karen? And so I was like, do I really want this? And boy, has it been freeing. It opened up a door that said, yes, you do want this. This is where you belong. And I'm sitting down with Reverend Sharon Monthly to stay grounded so that I can address those limitations that I don't want any longer. This is, as I said before, is built into our fabric. God said, you will have the ability to do this. You read Revealing Word, it's right there. And I equate this with the oak tree. Because when you have an acorn, we bring this up a lot. What does the acorn become? An oak tree. But it has to go through a process, doesn't it? And it has to be nurtured and fertilized and watered. And we said on our class last week, fertile ground. And we said that this, God gave us what we call an involutionary process. It's already innate within us. You can walk out this door today and you can take a hold of that and say, this is mine, I claim it. But evolutionary work is what we have to do. We have to bring it forth. We can't just say, okay, yes, you gave me this ability, now I'm gonna let it sit there. We have to nurture it. We have to fertilize it. We have to water it. Ed Rabel is somebody that, once I finish school, I am going to really dig deep into him. He is one of the masters of biblical metaphysics. He has lots of lectures on truth unity. And it's so powerful, his interpretations of truth and our divine source. And he said, when God said, you have dominion over the Bible verse up there, but it's dominion over the birds, the fish and the sea, the birds in the sky, the cattle, and the creepy crawly things. So what are all these things that we have dominion over? Our thoughts. When we look at fish of the sea, Vernetta's alluded to this during some of her lessons. Fish are unlimited possibilities. Cast that net into that sea, and you have these unlimited possibilities of ideas, source, opportunities. This is our desires. When we talk about the birds in the sky, they move forward into aspirations. I never thought I would be here. There's no way I ever thought that I would be in ministerial school. I was going to become, you know, my path was LUT. And I mean, it was like, nope, that's not your path. And did I know that was my aspiration? Not really. But boy, is it ever the truth of what I want and where I feel I need to be. Now, if you block that, it can be frustrating. You can feel stuck. So go for your aspirations. Our livestock, cattle. How many of you ever feel, we talked about this, habits, right? It's just something I do. It's my habit to just, this is my routine. This is the way it's always been. We hear that all the time. You don't have to stay stuck. We have, again, the power to overcome fixed thoughts and fixed emotions. How do I let go of anger? How do I let go of fear? How do I forgive? How do I learn to... I have this little... from Truth Unit, our lessons, I said there was a paragraph. I wrote it on a little card. I don't have to be afraid of anyone. God is all there is. Emily Cady, first chapter, Bondage or Liberty. And I'm like, I'm writing that on a card. Because I'm sitting here, as I said, there's 10 other people in this course, class, and I'm like, wow, am I worthy enough? Am I good enough? And I'm like, yes, I will affirm that I am. And what about all those wild animals or those creepy little things that crawl around? I get fearful. This is where, you know, am I safe? Am I loved? Am I worthy enough? And the answer is yes, we are. We do not need to hold on to our defensiveness or anxiety. I'm not saying that it's not there, we're human. But I'm saying, how do I want to interact with it? How do I want to befriend my thoughts? How do I want to have power over my thoughts and dominion so that I manifest what I would like to see manifested? There truly is only one way to do it. The only way to do this, as we are joined here together today, We are joined together to talk about One Power, One Presence, talk about the classes we can attend. We want to, we have to do the work. We explore techniques, we explore feedback from people. When I came home in June, I was like, I do not need this. And I called Reverend Sharon, and what a lifesaver. I said, is this what this is like? I know, I did. I'm like, well, I don't think I want any part of it. But then I thought, it's my opportunity for growth. It's my opportunity to, but I didn't do it, I can't do it alone. I'm doing it with walking with One Power, One Presence, and Reverend Sharon. And I'm doing it by setting personal goals, reflecting on things, my behavior, I'm praying. We talk about our fourth principle is prayer and meditation, and mindfulness. When we stop sometimes and we think, is that the way I wanted to react? Or what again was that possible trigger? What's making, I want to be happy. These are our spiritual gifts. Grace, joy, love, happiness. They are our inherited birthright. And Emily Cady says, do you want bondage or do you want liberty? So there is a way to let us work on this together today. This is an exercise. You can say, let there be light. Our light comes from the I am. When we get our Christ consciousness, knowing that as Karen said, Reverend Karen said, we are one with divine source. That is our power. That is our source of all that we have been blessed with. So when we say, I am, we can bring that into manifestation. So just close your eyes for a minute. And I just want you all to just say, I am peace. And you can say it to yourself. I am peace. No matter what occurred prior to coming into these doors, no matter what I was feeling, thinking, it's thoughts and feelings. It's not just one. But with conviction, I say, I am peace. You are now creating that expression. You're using the fabric that God has placed within you, and you are creating that feeling of peace. So open your eyes and reflect on how do you feel. Science also shows that I am statements can change our neurons, can affect our blood pressure, our heart rate, our muscle tone, can calm the acid in our stomachs, quiet our mind. Those are our manifestations. So I invite you to think about practicing I am statements when you want to reach for the fish or reach bring those birds into manifestation. Get out of habits or things that you feel are holding you back. And denying the creepy things from coming into your life. I also put down there Reverend Brian Sawchuk. One thing that COVID did was, the only reason I'm up here is because I was able to take all these classes on Zoom. And my instructors have been across the country. And this is one of my instructors. He's phenomenal. He was Reverend Sawchuk down in Fort Lauderdale. And I recently did a program with him. And he's worked very closely on spiritual and emotional maturity. I'm going to see if I can get his book for our library. But this is where we have to do the work. And my takeaway for you today is, back up. When you have your thoughts and your feelings, I should have put thoughts and, yeah, I did it, takeaways. Thoughts, feelings, sensations, because we listen to our body, right? Mm-hmm. Does anybody know things might be going on and your body tells you before your head does? Mm-hmm. Exactly. Why am I feeling jittery? Why am I feeling like something's not settled? Just breathe these thoughts, these feelings. They're going to come up. We're human. Let them come up. Let them rise. Let them pass. Put them aside. Maybe they'll come back another day. Or maybe they just need to go away. Be quiet for a while. Talk to your thoughts. There's a lot out there about seeing things from past traumas, past hurts, past events. We know that that's all for our good. Eventually, we just don't know it at the time. But we look at this as a way of relating them to where I am right now. Be patient with them. Befriend them. Chuckle with them. It's a work. It is a work. And will it ever be accomplished? As long as we keep doing the work, we will have moments of happiness and moments of peace and moments of joy. Because God gives us grace, mm-hmm. and He gives us faith to know that we can work through this. So just remember, always, I am enough. I am at peace. So thank you for letting me share with you and expose to you a little of my vulnerability. We're all in this together. Thank you. So we will continue on with our Lord's Prayer. As we say together, Our Father, which art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done, on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our debts, as we forgive our debtors. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom, and the power, and the glory, forever. And now we'll take a moment of going into meditation. Oh, and we breathe in that breath of spirit. Just breathing in the knowing that we are one with the divine. And as I drop to my heart space, affirm, I am relaxed. I am confident. God is inspiring my thoughts, words, and actions. All power is given unto me in mind and body. I am not bound in personal consciousness, but I am free with a freedom of spirit. I am strong in the Lord and in the power of His might. The joy of the Lord is my strength. There is nothing to fear. I breathe the breath of life freely and easily. I am the ever-renewing, ever-unfolding expression of a joyous life. Let there be light. I am peace. I have dominion as I walk in this path of peace and righteousness. And so it is.